From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Washington prepares to welcome President Bush's best foreign friend, and that would be British Prime Minister Tony Blair. But our lead today is Iraq, doubtless the primary subject when Mr. Blair arrives at the White House tomorrow. There are these developments there. Top American military commanders confirmed today that they do need, they want, more U.S. troops for Iraq. Ceasefires are holding more or less at combat flashpoints around the two big towns held by rival insurgents, Fallujah and Najaf. An envoy from Iran is negotiating with the militants in Najaf. NPR's Emily Harris joins us now from Baghdad for an update on developments in Iraq. Emily, tell us about these American military commanders and the increased need for troops.
What they're looking for is two more brigades. They have halted the departure of a number of troops here, and they want to bring in more troops as well. The military has been put under a lot of stress in the last couple of weeks, and the military is really at this point needing to stop and assess, figure out where they go from here. So basically, the military officials say they were in the middle of this big troop rotation, and they've just stopped it to keep more soldiers here, soldiers and Marines and et cetera, here for the moment. And they do say they want more, and President Bush has said he will provide what troops they need.
What can you tell us about developments around Najaf? That's where there are, I think, 2,500 U.S. troops around this southern Iraqi city, and this is the stronghold of this radical cleric, Muqtada al-Sadr.
Yeah, Muqtada al-Sadr is in Najaf, and there are apparently U.S. troops down there preparing if they need to go in and arrest him. The U.S. military has made it clear their mission is to capture or kill him, but they're hoping that things can be worked out through negotiation. There's a lot of different people involved in negotiations in Najaf. There are some members of the governing council who are Shia who are involved. There is a delegation from Iran there that went down today. It's not clear who really has the leading hand, but there does seem to be some progress. There's word that perhaps Muqtada al-Sadr would be willing to disarm his militia, although, of course, what that means in Iraq is difficult to assess. You can put away your AK-47 for a while, but perhaps bring it out when it's needed. That's not clear. One other thing that's really important to the United States is dealing with Muqtada al-Sadr in some kind of way that follows the rule of law. Officials say this very frequently. They have an arrest warrant for him that they've had for several months and just recently made public, and they'd like to see him go through an Iraqi court.
What about in Baghdad? News of this Iranian diplomat being assassinated. Is this tied in some way to what's happening in Najaf?
Very, very difficult to tell right now, Alex. It's not clear who killed this man. He was the first secretary at the embassy here. Actually, it's not even clear whether he was a target for a political reason. He was killed in a way that we've seen assassinations done here before. His car was shot up in the street. It's sure to add some kind of tension to this boiling pot of politics here. Iran is obviously one of Iraq's neighbors and also has a majority Shiite population. And many in Iraq are worried about too much influence from Iran. So this killing could very well, depending on if it's ever determined who did it and why, have an effect on relations between Iraq and Iran, within Iraq, among Iraqis, and perhaps even between Iran and the United States.
NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad. Emily, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.